you have to get up.
Chris Fade is here.
Wake up, get up.
Chris Fade. You
will not get Rossi's not in the studio yet.
Stop.
I hope this intro completely plays.
At all.
And Big Rossi.
Got a massive pimple on your forehead, Ross.
I know, so have you.
Yeah, I know.
Pimple Brothers.
This is the Chris Fade Show.
Virgin Radio.
104.4.
Are you ready to make some noise? 1, 2, 3, come on.
Hello, Mom. Hello, Dad. We are live.
You are so extra annoying today. Rossi.
You know, X-Files music is already playing, mate.
I just heard you say hello, Mom, hello, Dad.
Yeah, well, X-Files music's playing. You weren't here in the studio, mate.
He's being extra annoying.
Standing outside
this
morning. The studio. Honestly, it's just like, I'm just like, extra. Why am I even here? Shall I just go home?
What, you don't
want
to
go? You're just so annoying.
You don't need a job right now? People are struggling for work, and you're saying you don't even need to be here. He's not here. He's late. He's late.
No, I'm not late.
Today,
I've been here at 4:15, mate.
What? Yeah, that's true. Oh, I have to say, Chris, you have started the vibe super annoying today.
No, it's not. He wasn't here when we said hello, Mum. I said hello, Mum, hello, Dad. I looked at you and then Rossi wasn't
before
there.
Standing
the
outside,
show.
I heard you say hello, Mum, hello, Dad. And then the first thing you did was play the music. But let's move on. Let's restart the show because I feel that people who listen to the show at this time get nothing but moaning. So let's...
From you?
Well, just from me and you. So let's move on.
Oh, you included me in that.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't think so. I'm usually like, hello, Mum.
We're always arguing at this point.
So let's...
Hello, Mum. Yeah, hold on. Eddie's rocking in late right now. Let's give him a bit of flack for it. He's walking. I just saw him
walking. No, he's not late.
Yeah, he's a little bit late. He's been doing
stuff in the other office.
No, he hasn't.
Yes, he has, because we've been chatting.
Let's have a chat to him. Hold on. Nala, turn the microphone on there. Is he in? Is he rocked up? Eddie's late today.
He's not late.
Eddie, you're late, mate.
He's not.
Are you late today?
What's up, Eddie?
Mic's not on. It's not working. He's turning the mic on. Hold on.
I'm not late.
He was in the office.
Rossi was late today. I wasn't late.
I'm here. I was at 4:15. I got here.
I've been here since 5:25.
Oh, Eddie, I just want to warn you. Chris is extra annoying today, so good luck.
Did he have coffee?
No, I haven't had it. Funny enough, I haven't had any coffee. No caffeine for the last couple of days.
It's just natural annoyance.
I'm just naturally annoying.
It's one of those days.
Yeah.
Maybe. Okay. I'm just about to have my green celery juice, which I've just freshly pressed.
Oh, yummy.
I'm excited about that. You guys, I bring something for everyone. You know how expensive celery is as well, by the way? Good morning, 6:04, Monday, July 27th, 2020. We're all here. Pretty, Rossi, myself, Nala, Eddie, we're all here with you today. So thank you so much for having us on. We do have a fantastic show for you.
Yeah.
We do want to give away the 50,000 dirhams cash. We guarantee to give it away today or tomorrow or the next day before this end of the week. It's happening, all right? It's a short week as well. So Virgin Radio's 50K What's in the Box returns. We've got a new clue just after 8 a.m. this morning. It's going to be absolutely fantastic.
I am so excited because the big show... is on the show as well today.
WWE superstar. Yeah, the big show. I caught up with him. You got to hear a story that he tells us about what happened in the ring against him and Brock Lesnar. It is the most disgusting and awkward story ever.
Oh,
Can't wait to hear it.
which, if you were watching the fight, you would have never known.
Okay.
All right. Yeah. So, should we get on with it?
Yeah, let's do it.
No. I just want to know what's in Pretty Malik's smoothie this morning. I need to know every day. What's in there today?
It's the same every day.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh. Go on. What's in there?
Spinach.
Yeah.
Berries.
Yeah.
Some almond milk.
Okay.
Shout out Koita.
Nice.
Don't be shouting out Mustafa Koita.
Why not? I like it.
Yeah, don't shout him out. He's just...
Why?
He's a mutual friend of ours, and he's got this company called Koita Milk, which is a fantastic company, but him, he's just... I don't know.
And half a banana.
Yeah, good. He's half a banana. I'm wanting to see if anyone's up right now. Are you awake? I would love to talk to you, find out how you're feeling, how you're going. Just really just have a chat with you. All right. 0487155444. All right. Give us a call right now. 0487155544. How are you feeling this morning? Rate it out of 10. I don't care if you're a minus 5 or a plus 10, whatever it is. Call us. We'd love to talk to you right after this. 0487155544. Don't rush, guys. Better safe to get there in one piece than never get there at all.
Better safe to get there.
don't know. That's what my mum used to say. My mum's listening right now. Good morning, Gilda. Good morning.
Hi, Gilda.
Gilda Fahed. Love you so much. She's on the balcony in Australia. It is cold. It is raining.
Hi, Gilda. Oh,
and they are listening to the show. So good morning. It's Virgin Radio 104.4, 10 past 6. We're live across the UAE. Phones are ringing, which I love. Muhammad, good morning.
Good morning.
My man, what's going on?
All good, all good. Just heading to Abu Dhabi. Finished my first time to do the 50 dirhams laser test.
Oh.
Oh my gosh, tell me about this, because I think I've got to do it. So the laser test, explain it. This tells you on the spot if you've got the coronavirus?
Yes, so it has 90% accurate rate, and the service inside, it is amazing. I was blown away that something like this has been here in UAE. It is a hidden gem.
It's a what, sorry?
A hidden gem.
A hidden gem.
I thought you said a Hedinger. I was like, wow, what's a Hedinger? So let me ask you, where does the laser go? And is it a real laser? Like, what is it? Explain the process of getting this in Abu Dhabi.
Okay, so you walked away. One person directly will charge you your card. They don't accept cash. And then they will give you the receipt. Then you go to the nurse station. You sit. She take your MSID. Take a little bit of blood from you. Put it on a panel. Then there is a small device that has the laser, which goes through the blood. And then it shows if your body reacted to coronavirus before. It will show like this. Then, yeah, they will get you the results instantly on your mobile phone.
Mm-hmm.
And you're on your way.
That is unbelievable. So you are obviously allowed to go inside Abu Dhabi instantly.
Technology.
Right. Yes. Right now I am driving in to go to work.
That is so fantastic. The city, the country, the future country is here. Like, we are here now. They talk about these technologies and all that. I don't think they're doing this in many countries.
No, I don't think so.
Driving up to a border and then just getting a laser test and all that. No. So you do this, is it every day you got to do this when you drive into Abu Dhabi? Are you doing this every day, Muhammad?
I used to do the 370 test, the normal test from DHA, and then I will stay in Abu Dhabi for 5 days, and I will come back on my off day.
Yeah.
But this is more convenient. 50 dirhams, and literally, I put a stopwatch. It took 1 minute, 90 seconds.
Wow.
Oh, that's fantastic. Well, I love it, mate, and I'm glad that you're COVID-free, more importantly, as well. But well done to the UAE and Dubai and Abu Dhabi for working so well together to make sure that, you know, people can still get on with their lives and get put food on the table and do stuff like this, which is fantastic.
True.
Muhammad, stay safe. Thank you so much as well, all right?
Thank you so much. You guys stay safe as well.
Love that, man. Love
so
that.
So good, isn't it?
You know what? Maria also on the way to Abu Dhabi, and she's also listening to us, which I love. So good morning, Maria. How are you?
Hi, good morning, Chris. Well, thank you to you guys and to Mohammed for telling me exactly what's going to happen, because I'm about 20 minutes away from the border.
There we go. Are you going to do the 50 dirham laser test?
Yes, I'm going to do the 50 dirhams laser test. It's going to be my first time, so never been corona tested. So.
Oh, gosh. Well, this is the best way, it seems, to be corona tested rather than having the thing shoved up your nose.
Yeah, that is true.
That's true.
That is true.
But let me tell you that I had the thing shoved up my nose. It's not that bad either. It's not as bad as people think it is.
It's not that bad with your nose.
Yeah, I mean, my nostrils are the size of, the Dubai Ain there, that whole circle there. They base it on my nose, but... No, you're going to be fine. So what, are you off there for work?
So I actually work in Abu Dhabi, but all this time we've been in lockdown. I've been working from Dubai, home, and then from the Dubai offices.
Gosh.
But now I'm just going because I kind of miss my colleagues.
Oh,
that's great. That's great. Good on you. Yeah, it's going to be a little reunion. It's like sort of going back to school after like a 12-week holiday.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Exactly.
What do you do, Maria?
I work in the government.
Okay. Well, good on you. Well, listen, go get that laser test done. You're going to you'll be fine as well, and then you'll
go. Thank you guys. Thank you. And I love listening to you guys, and I just have to point out one more thing.
Mm.
Yesterday there was a guy on air talking about his visit to the Coca-Cola Museum, and I was dying driving to work. I literally could not. He was,
you know, yeah, we had a caller on yesterday who talked about visiting the Coca-Cola Museum, and we've never met anyone so passionate about visiting a museum of any kind.
He was amazing. I loved it.
How much was he into it? He was so into it, right, Maria?
It wasn't even about Coca-Cola itself. It was all the beverages that the Jew. He was just fascinated about the fact that there's like the Coca-Cola company.
I know.
I mean, I had to, literally, I think we spent 7 minutes with him. I was meant to spend 2.5.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I had to just turn him down and get out of it. But at the end of the call.
We loved him, yeah.
Yeah, off the radio, Pretty Rossi and I were like, oh my gosh, if we wanted to go to a factory, I want to go with him. Like,
he will
make it even better, you know?
He was amazing. He was amazing. And you guys are amazing as well. Thank you so much
for your
morning show. Thank you.
We really appreciate it. We really appreciate it, Maria. And please drive safely. Thank you so much for listening.
All the latest gossip.
It's Pretty Malik's Gossip.
All right, what have you got for us, Pretty?
Let's start off with our favorite, Kanye West. He was seen taking a trip to the ER shortly after he tweeted out an apology to his wife, Kim Kardashian. He reportedly went in for anxiety, but there were too many people at the emergency room. He felt uncomfortable, so he went back to his ranch in Wyoming, and they sent an ambulance to his home instead. Checked his vitals. Everything was okay. He was seen riding an ATV later on. Okay. The ambulance left, and then, oddly, he let 4 paparazzi into the ranch, made them wait for 2 hours, came out, spoke to them for a few minutes, and then went back to riding his ATV. So
you know what? I feel sorry for him. I do feel sorry for Kanye West. He's like a billionaire, but he's struggling through mental health. He's got the paparazzi following him. He's probably just thought, oh, these guys are hanging out. I'll bring him in.
Yeah, he's like, I wanted to show you my narrative, but then made them wait for 2 hours before he showed them the narrative.
He's Kanye West. He can do it. What else you got for me?
So it was a historic moment. I know, Chris, you were super excited about this over the weekend when Mike Tyson and Roy Jones Jr. Signed on the dotted line to fight. The matchup will go down in California September 12th with no fans in attendance. But the big question, of course, with all these boxing matches is how much is on the line, right? Because there's big money in these fights.
This must be worth a lot of money to get Mike back out there.
Well, Triller, which is a social media app looking to overtake kind of TikTok, they reportedly shelled out $50 million for the rights for the fight. And Mike says he's not going to get much of the money out of it because he wants to donate a big chunk of it.
Look at Mike Tyson.
While Roy says he has the potential to make $10 million off the fight, which he says is making more money now than he was at the age of in his 30s. The final numbers, of course, will only be released once we get to, I guess, fight day.
I can't wait to watch this fight, but I also can't wait to watch the Mike Tyson movie. Which is going to be fabulous. Jamie Foxx is playing Mike Tyson. Can't wait. We interviewed Mike Tyson. We sat down with him at the Atlantis. And honestly, he was everything that you may have heard of. Like, just being in front of him, he was a very nice man. And
very calm.
Very calm, very polite. So look forward to that one. Finally, Tom Hanks is selling hot dogs. What have you got?
So baseball is back, right? Major League Baseball is back in action. But there's no fans in attendance. So I think they're kind of taking a cue from football, where they have like ambiance, so for people watching at home, they hear the crowd. And to add to that, the Oakland Athletics have decided to get Tom Hanks to record himself as a hot dog vendor in the stands.
Get your hot dogs.
Yeah.
That guy.
Yeah.
Here we go. Tom Hanks selling hot dogs.
Hot dog. Colossal hot dog. Hot dogs here. Colossal hot dog. Not a ball game without a hot dog. Who wants a hot dog? Hot dog here, hot dog. Colossal hot dog.
It's cute.
Colossal dogs, hot dog.
So that is kind of mixed into the crowd, so you have to like catch it.
That's so cute.
And the cute thing about this is Tom was an actual vendor at the stadium when he was younger.
So cool.
So it's like a
full circle.
Yeah, it's cool.
Full circle. We love Tom Hanks. Thank you, Pretty Malik. Hit us with your tag.
Peace out, home fries.
I've got the Talabat app right now. Just because the show sponsors, by the way. So thanks to the guys at Talabat for
what up,
sponsoring
Talabat?
The show. I'm just testing something out here.
Oh, are you looking for your snacks on there?
I'm just seeing if we put it in. And delivery location. Where are we?
It's always a grey area, isn't it?
Dubai,
it is.
Where we are.
Wait, 1 minute it's Knowledge Village. Yeah. Next minute it's Internet City. I don't know.
Yeah, we're on it. So you can get Fade Fit on Talabat. You can give it a go right now, depending on where you are in the UAE.
Yeah.
I think they deliver it within 60 minutes.
Wow, that's pretty good.
I wonder if there's somebody listening.
Hold on. Within 18 minutes...
Well, yeah, if you order groceries, you can have it delivered within like 30 minutes from Talabat. So
get on it. This is, if you get a chance, get on to Talabat. Obviously, order what you want.
Are you going to order some
but,
now?
We've got Fade Fit. We've got a whole store up there. That took us a while to get up there. So the guys at Talabat, thank you so much for helping
domination,
us get that.
Domination? Fade Fit domination?
Well, I want to make sure that we're accessible to everyone and everywhere. So if you go onto Talabat, download the app, and depending on where you at, you could get these snacks delivered to you within like 20 minutes. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Plus all your other groceries and food and options like that. But don't worry about that. Fade Fit. No, honestly, give it a go. This only went live yesterday.
Oh, that's good.
Okay, that's cool.
So I'm going to try to order it myself. Let me have a look. What do you guys want?
I want the coconut one, please.
Okay, cool. We'll see how we go. I don't think we're open yet. I think it opens in a little bit. It's still fairly early, before 7, so yeah. All right, Rossi's back with his bag of games. What's the name of this one?
Well, let's hit the intro.
The Emoji Game. Emoji
on the Chris Fade Show.
Oh, he's prepared today, isn't he? Look at this.
He's got an intro for it. All right, how do we play the Emoji Game?
Okay, obviously, Pretty Malik's a bit of a TV expert. We all know that. Mm-hmm. She loves Netflix and chilling, doesn't she?
Yeah, so much.
Every day she watches Netflix. So what I thought I'd do is I'd get some TV programs.
Okay.
But transfer them into emojis.
Okay, and we have to guess what it is.
Yeah.
Now, last time we did something like this, you failed to mention that all the shows were from the 80s and the 90s. Are we in the same, what kind of... Because I
yeah, like where are we at? We need our mind space somewhere, you know?
Yeah, like, okay. I was ready for like 2020 last time and we ended up in 1980. So...
We are in 2019.
Okay,
not too bad. Okay. All right, so we're going to hear emojis...
Yeah.
And we have to guess. Yeah. We're going to hear an emoji. Right. Now, we all know what an emoji is. Obviously, if you're on your phone, smiley face, hands in the air.
Right.
I don't know. Whatever it is. We got to try to work it out. Like hieroglyphics. Is that what they call it?
Hieroglyphics.
Sorry?
Hieroglyphics.
Glyphics. Hieroglyphics.
Yeah. So, like looking at pictures to form a word.
Yeah. Got it.
Are we up against each other or is it one for one?
Go against each other. Buzz in with your name.
Can we just do one for one? It's just...
Okay, Brady, you go first.
Okay.
Game, dice, or die. Crown.
What? Say it again.
Game, dice, or die. Crown.
Game. Dice. Got it. Eat it. Game of Thrones.
I thought you were going one for one.
It's Game fine. Of Thrones. Well, yeah. If I know what I'm taking it, because I don't know many.
Okay.
So if you have a listen, this is Game of Thrones, so it's...
Game, dice, or die. Crown.
Game, dice. Okay, got it.
Why dice?
It's a game.
A game of dice.
Okay. Game, dice, or die.
Okay.
Crown.
Got it.
Next one. Would you call it die or dice?
Dice.
But I think it's a die. Anyway. Yeah, okay. Emoji game number two. Guess the movie or TV show.
Love Heart and a Monkey Covering Eyes.
Love Island.
Love Heart.
And a monkey covering his eyes.
Other one. The one that I was watching. Love is Blind.
Well, Love is Blind. Pretty Malik. Well done. Oh. Well done.
Love Heart and a Monkey Covering Eyes.
Okay, next one.
Next one, number three.
Weary Face, House, Lady with Wedding Veil, Wedding Ring.
Scared.
No. What's the weary?
Weary face.
House, Lady with Wedding Veil, Wedding Ring.
Two weddings and a funeral?
No. Wait, Weary Face, so she doesn't want to get married.
Two weddings and a funeral.
Weary Face.
That's weary a movie. Face,
House, Lady with Wedding Veil,
it's,
Wedding Ring.
Is it a reality show?
It's a soap opera. You will know it. This one is not from 2019. This is more like early 2000s.
Okay, let's go through it again.
Desperate
Ready?
Housewives.
Well done.
Weary Face, House, Lady with Wedding Veil, Wedding Ring.
Because I was thinking of 2019.
Right, I'm
shows.
Doing the next one on my own.
Okay.
Oh, you do this one then.
Arrow pointing to the end. A man dancing.
Arrow pointing to the end.
Don't tell him.
Why are you laughing? Do you know it?
Dancing. No, I'm still trying to figure it out.
Go on.
Say it and do it again.
Arrow pointing to the end. A man dancing.
Arrow pointing to the end. Man dancing. Dancing with the Stars, no.
That's what I thought at first, but no.
An arrow pointing to the end. You mean backside?
Is this also a recent thing?
End dance. End game.
Ooh, no.
Ending dancing. Ending.
Not ending.
Arrow pointing to the end. A man dancing.
An arrow pointing to the end dance. Is this a reality show?
What's that?
Documentary.
Documentary.
Ah, the Michael Jordan documentary.
arrow pointing to the end.
What is it called?
A man dancing.
It's called the Michael Jordan documentary.
The Last Dance.
The Last Dance.
Yes!
Arrow pointing to the end. A man dancing.
So hard. All right, pretty, this is yours.
Arrow pointing to the end. A man dancing.
The Last Dance.
How many did you do?
Five.
Okay, hold on. All right, I need the fifth one. The fifth one's the same as the fourth one, Eddie. I got it. Ready? No, I don't.
Okay.
No, I don't have it.
The Last Dance.
Arrow pointing to the end. A man dancing.
The Last Dance.
All right, here we go.
Okay.
Arrow pointing to the end. A man dancing.
The Last Dance.
What's up there?
All right, got it.
There it is.
Arrow pointing to
the... No, I'm joking. Here we go. Ready?
Pack of playing cards for bedroom house.
Oh, easy.
La Casa de Papel?
No, House of Cards.
Oh, House of Cards,
well
yeah.
Done! Chris, what
did I think
of? What is that?
La Casa de Papel.
Listen.
Pack of playing cards for bedroom house.
It's like a cards and House of Cards. You're like, Papel la Pelle,
I was literally just watching House of Cards the other day.
Is that what they call it in Spain?
Money heist is Casa de Papel.
Oh, there it is. That's what we call it.
The Emoji Game.
On the Chris Fade Show.
Good work, Rossi.
Thank you.
Are you ready for the future? The future sometimes scares me, doesn't it?
Yeah.
What, because of the unknown or what?
Totally of the unknown. You don't know where we're going to be, especially times like this with the coronavirus and stuff like that. Who would have predicted this a year ago?
Yeah, that's true,
we'd be living in this type of world, but we are. It's reality. We are adapting to it. Elon Musk, Mr. Future himself, the Tesla and the SpaceX CEO, has created a Neuralink.
Wow.
You ready for this?
A Neuralink.
It's a company that will install a chip into your brain that can help you control certain aspects of its function.
Wow. Say that again. So a chip into your brain.
And you can control certain aspects of how it functions. Neuralink has the potential to help control hormone levels.
Wow.
And use them to our advantage. All right. Enhance abilities and reasoning. Decrease anxiety.
Wow.
Wow, this is huge.
I mean, if you could control, you know, we've got a pituitary gland. I'm trying to remember how I say that.
Pituitary? Isn't it something like that?
Gland.
I know.
And that's what releases a lot of your hormones, your growth hormones. You know, and then you've got your thyroid and if you could control that rather than medication, because a lot of people obviously have to take medication to control different types of hormones.
Right.
Could you imagine having a chip thrown into your head? And then you've got an app on your phone and you're like, yeah, let me release more. Ch-ch-ch.
That would be crazy.
It says, continuing on, the billionaire CEO has also suggested the technology will improve a simpler function to like listen to music directly from our music chips. So you won't be listening to music from a radio station. You won't be listening to music through YouTube or Spotify or Engami or any of those platforms. The music will come from the chip inside your head.
Okay, that's weird. That's weird.
He then doubled down on the statement, revealing the initial human trials and development would go towards helping people recover from brain and spinal injuries.
Oh my gosh.
I mean, if this works, can you imagine how many problems and different medical issues this can solve?
More details set to be announced August 28th. Isn't that crazy?
Like, imagine things like, I'm sure things like OCD, anxiety.
All that. Bipolar disease, maybe.
All of that can just be, I don't want to say solved, but could be helped.
Well, you never know. I mean, that's where that's the good parts of the future, I guess. You can imagine music in the future. Coming from inside your brain, though.
If this is what's inside my brain.
So no one else would hear this.
No.
You could just be walking the streets.
And you're like,
and you'd be like, this is music from the future, by the way. I've gone ahead and got it.
Oh.
Take a listen to this. It's from 2077.
Wow.
I'm inside your brain.
Get out.
I'm watching you. Watching me. Watching them. It's the future. Are you ready?
Yes.
Are you feeling it? You're ready to go crazy. Crazy, 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 crazy. I'm watching you.
It's a bit creepy now.
Watching me. Wait for the drop.
Okay.
Then go.
Not Radio.
I'm Elon Musk, the new ruler of the world. And I'm inside your brain.
Sounds amazing.
That's the future right there. Dude. Hollywood, Hollywood.
Stars. Pretty Malik's gossip.
Hit me.
I'm doing this story for New Girl Nala, so listen up. The cast of The Kissing Booth on Netflix has confirmed that a third movie has already been filmed. Fans have been waiting for this announcement. They made it during a Netflix live stream. Here's some of the cast talking about The Kissing Booth 3.
I have a little piece of info that may be exciting to some. The Kissing Booth 3 will be released in 2021.
We actually are done filming already.
Right?
Even two and three at the exact same time.
So 2021, it's going to come out. They also put up a clip from the third movie. They filmed it at exactly the same time.
A lot of us have no idea about this. I've seen it come up on my Netflix. What's so good about this, Nala? What is...
Say his name, Nala. Go for it.
Oh, has it got that same guy in it?
Jacob Elordi.
Oh, no, I don't know who that is. What is
Pretty
it?
Pretty and I were texting.
Yeah.
And man, oh man.
But what is it about?
It's a rom-com. Like, they're kind of bringing back the old classic rom-coms. That's why it's nice.
It's a movie or a series?
Movie.
Movie. But it has, like, two movies. So this one's the third. But the guy in the movie...
He's Australian. Going
yes,
out with
he's
Zendaya.
Australian.
Jacob going out with Zendaya.
Yeah,
most
of us Australians are very good looking.
Well, one minute you're, you know, Australian, next minute you're Lebanese. Well,
yeah, depending on which one I want to take.
He is hot, though. He is very
What's
hot.
What's his name?
Jacob Elordi.
Jacob Elordi.
Elordi.
I'll Google him now. There it is. All right, Kissing Booth 3.
Moving on to Mel Gibson. Guess what?
Another Australian.
He spent a week, I don't know if you want to claim him, spent a week in the hospital after testing positive for COVID-19.
What?
64 years old. He reportedly fell sick back in April and has made a full recovery since then. Gibson was in LA at the time, and for some reason he wanted to keep it private. He didn't want to say it.
Fair
Interesting.
Enough.
But he's all fine now. And finally, the biggest news, Eminem and Rihanna may be teaming up for another song now. The company who handles the marketing for Shady Records, they tease the collab by putting up this photo. And you know the backwards E that's like Eminem's logo?
Yes.
So they had that and then the R from Rihanna's Rated R album. Ooh. Like the same exact font. Ooh. And then that's all they wrote. That's all they posted. And they didn't say anything. So maybe...
Rihanna hasn't done music for a while, has she? Maybe she'll come back with it.
I mean, yeah, she's had two amazing
hits. Just gonna stand there and watch me burn.
What a song.
That's alright, because I like the way it hurts.
Yeah.
Just gonna stand there and hear me cry. That's alright, because I love the way you lie. I love the way you lie.
Yeah, well, I never thought I'd hear.
No, it's gonna be Eminem.
No.
I love Eminem when he comes in.
Beat Chris.
Yeah, you know, when Eminem comes in, he's always got that.
Yeah.
He's just got that whiny voice, but it's somehow just no one does it like M.
Mesmerizing.
Yeah, something about him.
Yeah.
Well, I hope so. I hope Eminem and Rihanna come out with new music. That'd be great
for
to
sure.
hear. Right? Maybe teach some of these newcomers
what to do.
The way to flow, you know? You want to be part of one of the biggest rock bands in the world? What is actually going on here? Well, let me tell you, Global Village is reopening. Season 25. Well done. Season 25 on the 25th of October. Everything's 25 because they're opening up for 25 weeks.
Super exciting.
So 25, 25, 25. I like it. Now, they've got an amazing somewhat of initiative, something that's going to put us on the map again here in Dubai at Global Village. And to tell us more about it, I've got Jackie Ellenby, who's the Executive Director for Global Village Marketing and Events. Jackie, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Cannot complain. We're all good. We're excited. So October 25th, we're a few months away, but I'm sure you guys have never stopped working there at Global Village. It always looks so beautiful, so lit up. We're excited for season 25. But there is an amazing initiative. What is this? The Rockin' 1000s. Explain what's going on and how we can be involved, Jackie.
So Rockin' 1000 is literally the biggest rock band on earth. It was created about 5 years ago by an amazing guy called Fabio in Italy. And he basically created a rock band of 1,000 musicians, singers, literally just to bring his favorite rock band, the Foo Fighters, to his city of Savannah. Since then, they've played in the massive stadiums in Paris and Frankfurt, never been to this region. So we reached out to them with our partners at ARN and asked them, would they be prepared to do a massive concert with us, not with 1,000 musicians and singers, but with 2,500.
Wow.
To celebrate our 25th anniversary.
That's unbelievable. So it's going to be done virtually, right? So we're looking for musicians here in the UAE, but also around the world to be part of this initiative, correct?
Exactly. We challenged Rocking 1000 to get us 2,500 musicians, but they challenged us. They want 100 different nationalities.
Mm. Oh, wow.
We said, no problem in Dubai. We'll be able to find 100 nationalities, no problem at
so
all.
So true.
And they've opened up spots in their actual rock band to people locally. So if you've ever wanted to be in a rock band, this is it. This is your chance.
Oh, that great. I mean, can I play the spoons? well, can I get in doing that?
Sure can, Ross.
I'm sure you can sing.
Yeah, exactly. You can, Ross.
Maybe.
So where do we go? Where should everyone go if they're interested in this or telling their friends about it?
So you can go to the Rocking 1000 website, Rocking1000/globalgig. It's the initiative is called Global Gig.
Okay.
Cool. Or you can go to the Virgin Radio website,
yep.
Virgin Radio Dubai, I believe.
Yeah, that's right. VirginRadioDubai.com. We'll have all the details there as well.
Exactly, or Global Village.
All right, well, there it is.
So any of our websites, we've got all the information. You go there, sign up, register, audition, and if you get in, we're going to have a big party on the 30th of October. Virtual party, but with the entire world.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I love it. What an amazing thing. Season 25, again, October 25th, for 25 weeks, guys. For 25 weeks, it's going to be kicking off. Global Village is just that heartbeat. It's the heart of the of Dubai sometimes, especially throughout those times. Such a great place to go with your friends, your family, all ages.
I love it. Yeah.
All cultures, all nationalities, all religions. It's got everything there. More details on that Rocking 1000, though. Go to virginradiodubai.com. Jackie, Executive Director for Global Village and Marketing Events, we appreciate your time and thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me on the show.
Can't wait for it. Are you sure you want to complain about your wife on the radio?
Actually, I don't think we've got enough time. There's a long list.
Is she listening?
Of course not.
Should I tell her to listen?
No, don't you dare.
Should
she doesn't
her?
Listen to the show?
Why?
I don't think she likes me.
She loves me. She watches all my Instagram posts, you know?
Yeah, I know.
I always like it when I see Liz. Lizzie Burrell watching my posts.
You should feel privileged.
Do I?
Does she watch yours?
No. I annoy her. She doesn't even find any of my videos funny.
No one does. All right, Rossi is going to, he's got a bone to pick with his wife.
Okay.
But she's not going to be on the phone or anything like that. Rossi wants to complain about his wife, and I've told him not to do this. Should never do this on the radio, but well, he's opted to do it. What's wrong, Ross?
Oh, I think I'm spending too much time with her.
No, you're not.
She's your wife.
She's your wife.
I know, but...
Well, you think the COVID and they've just been in locked in the home all the time together, it's just getting to you?
It's becoming unbearable.
Heightened tension.
Everything is annoying me.
Give us an example.
Gosh, I mean, how does she feel about you, though? Because you're highly annoyable.
Annoying.
No, I call it annoyable.
It doesn't make sense.
It's a new word.
Yeah. Because we hang around with you probably a little bit less than what your wife hangs around with you. And, I mean, I'm done.
By 6:10?
Yeah. What do you mean?
By 6 a.m. I see her. 6:10, I'm over here. I'm like, oh, gosh. How does she do? I really don't know how she does it. She's a strong woman.
Well, I'm a nice guy.
Okay,
she's lucky.
Give us examples. What are you talking about?
First, well, there's loads of things. First thing, she'll say she's tired all day.
Yeah.
But then... she'll come downstairs after the kids have gone to sleep and stay up till about 11:30 at night.
That's her me time.
Yeah, she just wants to have a little
she
bit of...
She doesn't get to do that.
Well, like,
the
day. It's annoying, like, because she'll complain all day about it. I'm like, go to sleep, have a good night's sleep.
Maybe she's complaining during the day to send you the message to help out a little bit more so that she can have some more me time during the day so she doesn't have to wait up till 11:30 to get the me time.
Yeah.
Gosh. You guys are meant to be on my side, dear.
No chance.
You're meant to be empathizing with me.
Chris nah. is supposed to. I'm not.
Second thing she does that's so annoying at the moment. AC. Like, it's too hot. Like, you should be sleeping in a nice, cool room that's refreshing.
Yeah.
Not boiling and sweating. You know what I mean?
I had the same issue.
Yeah.
Now I'm divorced. It's okay.
Guys, you keep what are you the trying to say AC there? Too low.
You know.
Is that what caused the divorce AC issues?
It was all about the air conditioning.
Right.
So what do you want it on, about a 23?
Third thing she does.
Oh, there's more. Wow. Okay.
Sorry. She's a great woman. You should watch out how you talk about your wife.
Why are you saying that?
Because she's a great woman.
She is amazing.
She put up with you for how many years? Nearly seven?
6 years.
Is it 6 years?
Prison? 7 years, Liz.
You just had your anniversary, dude.
So what's the third thing that annoys you about your wifey?
Using a razor for her legs.
You're sharing razors?
Well, I don't know. Whenever I go to have a shave, it doesn't shave me properly.
I didn't want to know that.
We've got audio.
Liz's legs are silky smooth.
I didn't want to know that.
I don't know. It's just frustrating.
Well, he doesn't know this, but on the phone right now, we've got your wife.
Yeah!
Hello.
Yes, Liz.
He does make things up, Chrissy.
He makes it all up, does he? Is he, Liz, honestly, we've been working together for like nearly, you know, 10 years, Rossi and I, and it really does baffle me that someone could, like, not only find him attractive, but I get that part because sometimes there's moments, but...
Oh, he likes you, likes you.
To put up with the, just the Rossi character, it's not a, like, people think that he puts it up, he makes it up on the show, like, is that really, I always get asked, is that really how Rossi is? I'm like, he's worse off the radio. But you live with it. Like, is he, how do you do it, Liz? Tell me. You need to teach me.
Oh, just look at the good points. He's always chilled and relaxed and calm most of the time until he gets stressed about
Wait,
little things.
Liz, did you just say Rossi is calm?
Not true.
What did you say? I'm calm. Yes, didn't you hear that bit?
That you're calm.
I'm
you're,
relaxed
what?
And calm.
Most of the time.
Really?
Most of the time. But just little things you get stressed at.
Now, Liz, what do you want to say to all the allegations he made against you?
Well, the razor situation, actually, I think you'll find they are actually my razors. He's using my razors.
Well, I buy them, so you know what I mean? I consider them mine.
Don't you dare say that. Take it back and say sorry.
And anyway,
sorry.
Liz... Look, usually you have pink razors, like mine's like, they're grey, so surely they're the ones that I get, aren't they?
The ones I could find.
What's that?
They're the only ones I could find. They're
mine. It's interesting. It's funny that you said that he's calm. I think he might just be, like, off. I don't think he's calm. I just don't think he's listening. Do you find it, do you talk to him sometimes and you realise that he's not listening?
Yeah, but he's better, because I'll say, he'll put his phone away. That's really annoying if I'm talking to him and he's on his phone.
Yeah.
Now he knows to put his phone away. But I'm like, you cannot listen at the same time. He tries to say you can listen at the same time.
I can.
If he's on the phone, I'm like, no. You need to give me some eye contact.
Yeah, listen... Because, like, obviously, in our field of work, we're always on the phone at the same time doing stuff. But she doesn't like that. She says that I need to put the phone down.
You are not a good multitasker.
I can listen to what she's saying, but also, like, do Instagram at the same time.
No.
What do you think about that, Chris?
No, you can't do
hold
that.
Hold on, you're the biggest culprit for it.
Yeah, but
I can do it. I can do an Instagram post, have a conversation, and be on the radio at the same time.
Yeah.
Like I'm doing right now, like I'm posting on Instagram as we speak.
Whereas Ross might ask me later on, you know, about the same thing I've just told him when he was on Instagram.
Yeah, see, he does that with us. Do you know the other day on the radio, Liz, we had a person on to win the 50,000 dirhams for the big What's in the Box competition. So I was talking to this person on the radio and I said to them, hold on, next we're going to tell you if you're right. And we put this caller on hold and we played a song.
Yeah.
During that song, Rossi says to us, why is the caller still on hold? And I said to him, Rossi, on the radio, we just told them that they're holding on because we're going to let them know if they won 50,000. And then he goes, Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, sometimes I say things first. I say things first, but I know what's going on. Like, it comes out of my mouth. I know what's going on, but yeah. I say other things. It's weird.
Liz, if you ever need anything from any of us, we're always here to help you out with Rossi. So whatever you need, ask Pretty or myself, and we're there. We're all a team together, and
We'll make it work,
all right?
Picking up clothes from the floor.
Picking up, mate. Come on, mate.
You know where you put your clothes,
your
dirty clothes?
Yep.
All next to it.
Put your clothes in the basket, Rossi.
Hold on. This is coming from you. He walks in the house and takes your trousers off straight away.
Don't bring me into it.
It's about you, Rossi.
Liz, you shouldn't be saying these things.
I don't have a wife.
Yet.
Okay? Not yet. When I do, we can have the complaints.
What happened with the last one? What? What happened?
7 year itch, mate. What year are you on?
Six.
Liz, be careful.
Don't say that. Why would you say that?
He's having a go at me.
I couldn't love anyone else. I'm telling you what, I'm punching above my weight. He is.
He's punching above the Burj Khalifa right now. That's how much he's punching above, Liz. You're an amazing woman. Thank you so much for being on the radio. We love you lots. And Rossi will make it up. Whatever he's done wrong, he'll make it up tonight with you, okay?
Oh, okay. I'm going to put that AC really hot.
AC on 28 tonight.
Yes.
It's going to be hot in that bedroom.
It's that time of year. I'm not the only person. Mohammed says air conditioning is a common problem. Yeah, they do it just to get your attention.
No, we do not. It's because we're cold. Who said that? Are you kidding me?
But our body temperature is hotter than, I think, a female body temperature. So we do need it a little bit cooler. It's just normal.
Like, I'm sitting at home with my hoodie, sweatpants, socks on while Jeff is shirtless and sweating. Yeah. Like, that's how it is all the time.
Yeah, it's usual. It's usual like that.
We're just hot.
Yeah, we are. We're hot. We're hot. We're hot. What do you call it?
Blooded.
Marsupials, no. Hot mammals.
What?
We're hot mammals. We're mammals, aren't we?
No, because, well...
Carnivores, we're carnivores.
Are men mammals? Because we don't give milk, do we? So
interesting. Yeah, we don't give milk.
Are we classed as a mammal? I don't know.
What?
What are we? Sorry, Eddie's screaming here. What was wrong, Eddie?
We are mammals.
We don't give milk.
But we don't give milk.
We don't have to give milk to be a mammal.
Are you sure?
Yes, 100%.
I'm going to Google that.
Do you
have to give milk to
be a mammal? I love that's a scientific explanation for a mammal.
Things we should
do you give milk?
Do you have to?
Do you?
Guys. Oh,
hello, Google.
Oh, here we go with hello, Google.
Hey, Google. Do you have to give milk to be a mammal?
According to BBC.com, it is a rich blend of nutrients and protective chemicals that is essential for a baby's development. In the entire animal kingdom, only one group of animals produce milk for their young, the mammals, the group we belong to.
Ah! Rossi's right!
Rossi's right.
No.
Yeah, it's...
You have to give birth to, like...
No.
Yes.
I'm looking right now. A mammal is characterized by the presence of mammary glands, which in females produce milk for feeding.
So what are we?
Yeah, because you give birth to, like, young ones, not eggs. So if you give birth to, like, babies or young ones, you're a mammal.
I'm reading the definition,
wow,
Eddie.
This is not easy. We'll leave it there because we're running out of time. We've had a chance to catch up with the Big Show. Had a chance to get on a Zoom call with him.
This is so cool.
And the Big Show, WWE superstar, the Big Show, one of the biggest men to ever walk inside that ring. He's legendary. Mm. And a really, really cool dude to sit down with him whilst he's at home and I'm at my home.
Yeah.
We sat down and had a chat. Just a really, really cool, amazing guy.
Yeah.
Right? The Big Show's got a TV show out. It's on Netflix. It's called The Big Show Show.
Of course.
You get it? The Big Show Show.
Yeah.
It's a really cool family show. Me and my daughters have been watching it.
That's good.
It's sort of like that Family Matters sort of feel.
It's like a sitcom, right?
It's a sitcom, and it's about... It's really, really good.
Yeah.
It's on Netflix. If you want to check it out, please go and watch it. That was the first question I kicked off, asking The Big Show about, you know, going from wrestling to getting into a TV show and acting. Here he is, The Big Show, with us here on The Chris Fade Show.
I think, too, I've spent 25 years competing between WCW and WWE. That's 5 nights a week all over the world. And it's a new time for newer athletes in wrestling. It's their time. I mean, sure, I'm around once in a while now, try to help out the younger talent, but I need to find my next thing. And for years, I've wanted to do a family sitcom. I got the bug of doing live comedy with skits when we got to do the Saturday Night Live with The Rock. I felt that energy, and I drove Vince McMahon nuts to get a vehicle, to the point of like where he would see me coming down the hall and he would duck, you know, just, I knew I could do this, and I wanted this for myself. It's, I've been very fortunate in my career. I've got to do a lot of amazing things. Now for me, I want to do something that I can transfer all this creative energy and entertainment into something that, you know, for families to have fun and enjoy.
We then got on to talking about, has his audience changed? Because he's a WWE sort of superstar.
And now he's doing a sitcom.
What's funny, with our live audience, I noticed after the first couple episodes, when I would get introduced before to meet the audience before we started taping, there were these high-pitched screams like I'm not used to getting. Like, you know, your good-looking guys like John Cena and Shawn Michaels and Dolph Ziggler, you know, those guys get all the high-pitched screams. I don't get the high-pitched screams. You know, like, my demographic was like, you know, the guys, the young man, or the smoking, chain-smoking moms. You know? But the thing was, is doing a little research on it, I tested really well with young girls because I was a fun-loving, engaging dad that was like a big teddy bear. So it resonated well. Just the relationship that I had with the daughters on the show, other teenage girls appreciated. So I was like the dad that they wanted to have. So that's a cool demographic. I'll take that.
Catching up with the Big Show, WWE superstar, then got asking him about his career. He's had an amazing career.
It's funny. There was a really bad movie, but it was actually a great movie, if that makes any sense, years ago, called G.I. Jane with Demi Moore.
Yep.
And in it, one of the SEAL instructors said, you will learn an operation tempo that is unlike anything in the world. That's what WWE is like as far as operational tempo, between the traveling, the shows, the commitment to each show, the crowd. Sometimes it's a different country every night. Sometimes when we do these international tours, I haven't slept for 37, 38 hours because of traveling, and you still have to go out there and compete and make sure that you get home healthy, your opponent gets home healthy, and you get on to the next show. In the beginning, that's exciting. You know, oh, new city, new town. Oh, wow, there's Big Ben. Oh, wow, there's the Eiffel Tower. Oh, wow, there's the Colosseum in Rome. You know, and then you start to understand this is a business and what's required of you and what you need to deliver. The pressure gets daunting. It's an all-encompassing career choice because you're going to miss holidays, you're going to miss anniversaries, you're going to miss birthdays. And it's like there's a cardboard cutout that sits at the table or on the couch so your family kind of remembers what you look like. But that's a sacrifice you make. Would I do it again? Absolutely. I would do it again in a heartbeat. I'm a small town kid from South Carolina. My dad was a mechanic. My mom was a cop. I've got to travel the world, been in countries and places that people read about in books. I mean, I put my hands on the Great Pyramids in Egypt. That kind of experience, life experience, is priceless.
So cool.
So cool.
This is the WWE Superstar The Big Show. Up next, he talks to me about John Cena inspiring him and what happened in the ring.
Okay.
Something crazy happened. Next. I got a Nitin messaging in saying that The Big Show's his favorite. We should have got him on the phone, Nala.
Yeah.
But Nala's busy.
I was just doing the comparisons between him and Andre the Giant.
Who was bigger?
Andre the Giant was bigger.
Really?
He was 2.24 meters, I think.
Yeah, 2.24, yeah.
Big Show is 2.13.
Gosh, man, they're just huge humans, aren't they? They're just massive. The Big Show, I had a chance to catch up with The Big Show. He's got a new Netflix TV show out. It's called The Big Show Show. It's very cool. Go and watch it. In recent times, he's got fit, The Big Show. He actually got himself a six-pack.
Which is kind of strange to hear, because as a wrestler, you'd think that would be there anyways, right?
Well, have a listen to him, because I asked him about, there was a story going around about John Cena inspiring The Big Show to get fit.
Okay.
Have a listen to The Big Show tell this story.
Sure. We weren't in the gym. We were actually watching the monitor at Gorilla. The Gorilla position is a staging area just before you go out live. And John and I were like the two old men in the Muppets. We had two chairs and we sat at a table with a monitor and we watched the show together. I mean, in between our performances. So we were talking about training and dieting, and I was about 480 at the time. I said to John, I said, yeah, like, I'm a giant. Like, I'm going to have Big Macs. I'm going to eat Whoppers. I mean, who the hell wants to see a giant with abs? And John looked at me with this dead cold look. He goes, yeah, a giant with abs. Who would want to see that? And he walked off, but I almost tackled him. Like, I mean, we almost fought like siblings. Because I was like, oh, you think I can't do it? It infuriated me so bad because of the respect I have for that guy and the stuff that we've done together all around the world and competed, that I wanted to shove it up his sideways. I really did. I wanted to just, oh, yeah, watch this. And then, you know, of all the things, the competitiveness between two friends motivated me to really go get serious and get after it. You know, because, I mean, Vince tried. He put me in a purple outfit one time. And I was tagging with Jericho because, you know, if I'm fat, I might as well look like Barney the Dinosaur. You know, like, you're not going to embarrass me. He had me as Baby New Year one year. Dude, I don't get embarrassed. You know, that's not it. But seeing it off and motivated me as a friend. So it was the best thing that ever happened to me.
Yeah. Changed my life. The Big Show and John Cena, like BFFs, they're really, crazy. Really close. And then he went and got himself a six pack.
That's so cool.
Like, it's pretty crazy. Okay, the last bit of this interview that I want to play for you is, it's funny. I asked him the question, you know, you wrestle so many places in so many cities. Was there ever a moment when you were just about to get into the ring or you were in the ring and you just knew that you weren't right? There was something wrong.
Okay.
All right. This is a story that the Big Show tells us about how he basically had to go to the bathroom. Well, he actually went to the bathroom.
No!
What?
And he was fighting Brock Lesnar.
Oh, my goodness.
Who's not only an ex-UFC heavyweight champion of the world, but one of the greatest wrestlers in the world. Oh, take a listen to this.
Usually you always have to take a pre-match. You know, that's always a smart thing because sometimes your adrenaline hits and you don't have time to go. I was wrestling Brock in South Africa and it got into local cuisine, something that didn't set right. And my stomach was upset. And halfway through the match, I just knew that, like, man, this is, I might not make it. And I took a, three belly-to-belly suplexes from Brock and an F5. And after the F5, when I hit the mat, just everything came loose, you know. So Brock covers me, and he goes, did you yourself? And I went, yeah. He's laughing. He thinks it's hysterical. I'm dying of embarrassment. Thank God back then I had leather pants on, and I had a different look. But, yeah, I remember being outside the back of the arena in South Africa with a hose, like, washing off my pants and my gear. It happens. I mean, you wrestle 5 nights a week. You wrestle in different countries. You have different foods. Some things work with you. Some things work against you. It's part of it. You just hopefully you can roll on and not embarrass yourself too bad. But it happens. What are you going to do?
South Africa. Wow. You can own that moment, South Africa. It was your food that made him do his business in his pants.
Oh my God.
In the ring against Brock Lesnar.
I have to say, good on the Big Show for sharing that story. That Imagine. Is like, that is intense. That, and he just shared it.
And if you haven't seen Brock Lesnar, go on and Google a picture of Brock Lesnar and look how he looks like. Because he's a humongous human.
Yeah.
And just to have him go to him on, did you just do that to yourself? And he's like, yeah. And then he's laughing. And he's got people watching this.
Oh my God.
There's a crowd. That's the craziest thing. WWE Superstar The Big Show, thank you for joining us. Go and check out his new Netflix TV show. It's called The Big Show Show.
All the latest gossip.
It's Pretty Malik's gossip.
Oh, yeah, Pretty Malik. All the gossip right here on The Chris Fade Show. What have you got for us?
So, you know, it's been a while since we've seen the paparazzi, like, swarm the streets of L.A. We were used to seeing it before March, but we really haven't seen it in a while. And there's one person who made it happen.
Who's that?
Literally 24 hours ago, and that is Larsa Pippen.
Oh, no, I saw this. This is disruption at its best, it seems. The streets of Beverly Hills. I know exactly where it was as well.
Yeah, it was crazy. She went out to dinner with a friend, and as soon as her car pulled up, everyone wanted a piece of Larsa Pippen. Now, she's been in the news recently because the Kardashian sisters apparently unfollowed her, and they've been going through a little bit of drama in their friendship. Kourtney, I think, was the last one to unfollow her.
Now, I mean, they're pretty tight. You see him on Keeping Up with the Kardashians. Yeah. Actually, Larsa's amazing. I had a chance to catch up with her when she was in Abu Dhabi.
Oh, yeah.
At the F1. Her, Caroline Stanbury, and a few other people. Very, very sweet. But yeah, she hit the streets of Beverly Hills yesterday in LA with, that is the sound that is just going nonstop.
Yeah.
Now, our very good friend of the show, Shiraz, obviously was down there because he is Mr. Disruption.
He is.
And he got me a message from Larsa. I haven't played you this yet.
Okay, let's hear it.
But have a listen to this.
Hey, Chris, it's Larsa Pippen. I'm sitting here with Shiraz just talking about you and can't wait to catch up and give you all the good stuff that's happening in LA during quarantine. We're missing you. Can't wait to chat and catch up.
Yeah, we're going to try to get her on the show, Larsa Pippen. She's just dropped her own sort of fitness line as well, which is doing really, really well. So let's see what happens there. I want to try to get to the bottom of also what's been going on between that. Because sometimes Hollywood hypes it up. The unfollow, the follow, like, you know.
Kanye had just randomly, you know, when he went on that Twitter rant, he had just said Larsa. Didn't know context.
That was it, just Larsa.
So everyone was like, what does that mean? I don't know.
All right.
Who knows?
We'll keep you up to date with it right here on Virgin Radio. And a big shout out to our friend Shiraz. We love him to bits. Hit us with your tag.
Peace out, home fries.
Virgin Radio 104.4. That's it for us for your Monday. We are done and dusted, as we like to say.
Done and dusted.
I'm going to go. I'm off to do some filming right now for Dubai Tourism. Really, so much to do around this city, and they're sort of like wanting to showcase a lot of it.
Yeah, they were meeting actually earlier on in the week as well, and last week, to kind of figure out how to make it easier for tourists to get the visa.
Oh, really?
And go through the whole COVID process, just making it easier, but, you know, structured. So they can come into the city.
Yeah, because no one even, I mean, even landing in a city, no matter where it is, you've always got to do that, like, old school visa wait in line.
Like, there's so many things. And obviously with COVID, there's so much more red tape. So they're trying to make it a better process for tourists to come and visit our beautiful city.
Well, I'm off to go see D3. I haven't been there for a while, so there's a lot to explore in D3. So we'll go be there after the show. Listen, another chance. Don't forget, after, obviously, Sheena's coming in. She'll give you another chance. She'll open up those phone lines. Get you 50,000 dirhams cash. Maybe she'll give it away. Good luck. Good luck, good luck. Virgin Radio's 50K, what's in the box? Thanks to the Big Show for joining us today. He was an absolute star. We'll catch you tomorrow, all right? From myself, Chris Fade, Pretty Malik, Big Rossi, Phone Guy, Eddie, Nala and Eddie. Wear your seatbelts. Yalla, bye.
The Chris Fade Show, back at 6 a.m.
Virgin Radio.